I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Opera Theater opens their production of The Light in the Piazza with music and lyrics by Adam Kettle in a brand new production during the summer music festival season. Our guest is Dan Riddle, who conducted the work in New York in Beaumont Theater and makes his IU Opera Theater debut as conductor and music director. Dan, thanks very much for joining us.
You bet, George. Happy to be here.
Your bio talks about you as being a pianist with credentials with various orchestras and kind of curious about how this led to the Broadway stage in the pits.
Well, I started out playing classical piano. I went to Juilliard. After that, I got a Fulbright grant. I went to study opera conducting in Vienna. And when I came back, I had no work at all. And I started playing in hotel bars and lobbies. And I actually did that for about 10 years. I played in the St. Regis Hotel, the Hotel Intercontinental. That's what I did for about 10 years. And I, on a whim once, I sent my resume to a cruise ship guy. And that's where I met my wife. She was a performer who came on. So we went back to, she wanted to do New York and do the theater thing. And I'd never tried that. So I started sort of dabbling and trying to get my foot in the door on Broadway. But I wasn't really getting anywhere. And we left and went to did another cruise ship in Miami. And on the way back from Miami, we stopped in Nashville, which is where she had lived for a while. She worked at Opryland USA, a theme park. And went to a party where they had a bunch of people. The national tour of Les Miserables happened to be in town. We talked to a bunch of the actors there, and one of them said, you know, one of our keyboard players has tendonitis, and they're trying to find somebody in New York to fly out. Maybe you should tag along. I'm like, oh, yeah, right. Like, I'm going to get hired by an actor to be in a Broadway tour, but whatever. So he said, no, serious, let me write down your number. The next morning, we were packing the car to go to New York, and the company manager from Les Mis Tour called me and said, we'd really like you to come to Little Rock and try and learn this, because we're over a barrel. So we headed the other way, went down to Little Rock. I learned the keyboard two part of Les Mis in 2.5 days, and I played it that whole weekend, and basically, that turned into a 2-year job on the road with Les Mis, and I worked my way up to become the associate conductor, and then a spot opened for associate conductor on Broadway of Les Mis, and that's where I moved back to New York, and then since then I just went show to show after that.
Gosh, it's a matter of connections, isn't it?
It is. Broadway musicians, it's kind of a small club, and once you're in the club, you're in, you know.
How did this lead to The Light in the Piazza?
I was on about my 8th or 9th show. I was doing an Indian show called Bombay Dreams. The score was written by the same guy that wrote the score to Slumdog Millionaire. And I heard that Adam had written another piece. I was just in love with his music. I just adore Adam Gettle's music. I got an audition. They very rarely audition associate conductors on shows. In fact, that's the only time I ever had to audition. But this one, they cast their net far and wide to try and find somebody for this thing. And I was very honored that I got chosen above these great piano players to play it.
So the associate conductor is also the keyboard player?
In that case, it was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, you've said that you've been in love with the music of this composer. Where did you first encounter it?
A friend of mine was in a show he did called, at the time it was called Saturn Returns, and it was playing at Joe's Pub. And he called me and said, you've really got to come and see this show. It's just gorgeous. So on a whim, at the last second, it was an 8 o'clock show, I got on the subway and got down there at like 7:58, and they had one ticket left in the first row. I don't know if you've been to Joe's Pub, but it's just a bunch of folding chairs set up on a flat floor. There's no rake to it at all. And I was on the first row, and I turned around, and sitting right behind me, literally, was Danny DeVito. And I turned around. I'm 5'9", but I turned around. And I said, I feel bad. You want to switch? And no. He goes, I'm used to it. It's okay. Anyway, but I sat through it. It was the most glorious music I'd ever heard in my life. Oh, my gosh. I was enthralled from note one.
We've been talking with Dan Riddle. He's conducting a collegiate premiere of The Light in the Piazza, music and lyrics by Adam Gettle. It opens at the IU Opera Theater on July 31st and plays August 1st, 7th, and 8th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.